Greenagers is a wonderful example of culture at work, partnering with environmental conservation organizations, community foundations, youth groups, and local farmers. Their programs provide opportunities for younger generations to gain valuable skills and experience in the best of modern sustainable practices. Continuing the long traditions of stewardship for the land, traditional trades, and care for the community, Greenagers is the best of Berkshire's culture, remembering the past as it imagines the future. On August 15th at 5:30 in South Egremont, Greenagers will present Dinner, Democracy, and Dancing, a summer gala for Greenagers. Keynote and conversation on why civic engagement matters will feature Governor Deval Patrick, Representative Smitty Pignatelli, as well as Greenagers Youth. It is a great pleasure to have the former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick on the program, as well as the Executive Director of Greenagers, Will Conklin. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, Will, let's begin with you of how this all came to be and ultimately what you're hoping to accomplish with this fundraising event.
Well, as with any fundraising event, we're hoping to raise a good bit of money. But aside from that, we are hoping to focus on one of the three parts of our mission or our tagline, which is youth, environment, and community. And with this one, we hope to focus really on the community part and on the civic engagement part, and how young people working together, working on community projects, can really learn to find out what's happening in their communities, ideally find something to latch onto that they care about in community, and therefore find a path towards not only a career, but towards more meaningful civil engagement, which is something I think we're all looking for ways to amplify and figure out new ways for young folks to engage with.
I want to bring the governor in on this, obviously, but let me just ask you before we do of what it was about that idea of why civic engagement matters that was important for you to focus on.
So I think we hear a lot in the ether, I guess, that young folks are not engaged or they're apathetic. And I've actually experienced quite the opposite. And so I want both adults in the world to see and experience and hear from young folks that are engaged, but also be thinking around how the onus, I think, lies also with the adults in the community to see that young people care and to provide the avenues for young folks to show how they care and to develop that into what looks like civic engagement.
Governor, this is something that is being done in the Berkshires, but obviously it's so important across the country, and this question of why civic engagement matters, just asking it sort of gives us a sense it needs to be propped up a bit, doesn't it?
It needs to be propped up all the time. And I think, you know, now is as good a time as any, in fact, more critical. But I think the ideas of community, of democracy, and of civic engagement are all connected. They're different facets of the same jewel. I mean, you and I have talked before, Joe, about how I learned about community growing up on the south side of Chicago at a time when every child was under the jurisdiction of every adult on the block.
Right.
So that if you messed up down the street in front of Ms. Jones, she'd straighten you out as if you were hers and then call home. So you got it two times. Basically, they were all about teaching us that we had a stake in each other, and that's what community was about. I think the same is true of democracy, and that is that we get in a functioning democracy, and I'll leave aside the question whether ours is as well functioning as it ought to be, but in a functioning democracy, we get the government we deserve. If we check out, if we are apathetic, if we are cynical about democracy, then we will get outcomes that reflect that cynicism. That, I think, is our greatest threat to democracy today. And so when we see and encourage examples of young people and others who are working together across differences, who are not having to make their sort of political predispositions a threshold question to whether they can actually work together, and they are modeling that first principle, if you will, of community building, I want to be a part of lifting that up. And so I feel really excited about being invited to join Green Acres on Thursday.
My sense, Will, is that obviously, I mean, you can look at it as we have a lot of work to do, but also you must be quite enthused, I would think, and proud of what you see in the young people that you're working with now.
Every day. And I see that in so many different iterations, from our young farm teams growing food for the community and helping distribute that at local food banks. I see that in our trail crews that are improving the environment, whether through getting rid of native invasive species or making the trails more hikeable for our local community as well as tourists. I see it in our trades teams that are building structures for the community or improving veterans' homes. And I see it when the young folks come back to us and really talk about that experience. They do feel connected. They are connected. And that, to me, is really a piece of that threshold moment.
And as a former governor, a politician, a community member, Governor, what is it like to try to really take the young people and to make that connection for them that this is important, that this civic engagement is really what keeps us all going?
You know, Joe, I think Will said it earlier, in some ways, they are defying the presumption an awful lot of people have about the level of engagement of young people in our civic lives, and that they, I hope, and it's one of the things of many I'm hoping to learn, that they take that experience and example back home into their community and become ambassadors of the importance of civic engagement, I think is a big part of the potential of Greenagers. I'm going on Thursday to learn as much as I can offer by way of lessons of my own from my own experience, because I think, you know, there are ways in which I think folks in politics today, Joe, are wringing their hands about how to engage young people because they have been trying to engage young people the way old people are engaged or have been engaged, and aren't necessarily speaking to or with or listening to young people in ways that invite their interest in politics in particular. And I think I have a lot to learn about that. I think a lot of other people in politics have to learn more about that. And I'm interested to hear what the Green Acres team has to tell me about that.
I don't want to be overtly political here, but it's hard not to be. But I mean, one of the things that we're just seeing in this election season is more excitement than we've ever seen amongst young people. You saw that when the vice president visited the Berkshires just a few weeks ago, Governor Patrick. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that it is. I mean, when you have someone like that who is able to make a connection, that's a huge thing, isn't it?
It's enormous. It is enormous. And it is so exciting and fulfilling. I think what we have to do right now in the short term is to convert that enthusiasm to organizing and to turnout. And I think we're seeing more and more of that. I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm seeing that is really encouraging is that folks are self-organizing in communities all over the country. You know, they're organizing their you know, this is or that's for Harris calls, and not just raising money, but working on outreach and engagement. And I hope soon on developing individual voter plans so that we're identifying voters and asking them to figure out well in advance, is their registration up to date? What is their schedule on election day to turn out and cast that vote? Who are they bringing along to help get that done? And what are the ways that others can help in that so that it turns into the practical impact on the outcome? The one other thing I would say that I think is something we learned and certainly did not perfect in our own grassroots work is how to move from grassroots campaigning to grassroots governing. Because I think the ways in which people feel connected to the outcomes of their democracy, not just the elections, but the outcomes of what that democracy produces or doesn't produce, is a remaining challenge that I think we all have to confront, regardless of party. And I'm hoping that the Democrats step up in a big way and keep trying to do that.
It seems difficult, Will. I mean, one of the things you keep on hearing from not just young people, but from everyone, that they don't feel that they're making a difference. They don't feel like they're being represented. They don't feel as if they have a say. And it doesn't matter if candidate A, B, or C is elected, because they're out of the system. And that sort of has become more and more ingrained. And I'm wondering, through your group, of how you actively work on changing that dynamic.
It's about the community connections. If a young person is working in the community, we'll take a food bank or a community trail, for example. They go out and work on a trail, and they wind up working with the adults that help steward that trail in the community. And they talk about how this trail came to be, and they see adults caring for that trail. And then they're going to maybe hear in an anecdote that, oh, this trail was supported by a state government grant program, or our state representative, Smitty Pignatelli, helped make this project happen through these means in government. Then they start to realize that, oh, I'm not actually that far from the operations of this big government idea. I'm actually just two or three people away from making something positive happen. And then, and as soon as folks realize, and this happened in my life, as soon as I realized that I wasn't that many steps away from actually affecting positive change and being an actual voice or connection to the positive effect that government can have on people's lives, then you start to think, oh, well, I actually have some power here. I can actually make something happen. And that's that right there is engagement. And then you say, oh, well, it actually does matter who I vote for, and because of X, Y, or Z topic. And I'm going to go cast my vote this way because I really care about it. And it's those are the connections that I think really we've not done a great job of making sure that young folks have over the course of their, you know, middle school, high school, college years. I think those are the connections that we can continue to make. I think we do our part at Greenagers particularly well in certain areas, and I think we can just take that kind of ethos into a lot more.
Governor, it's fascinating to me, because I think so many of us who are engaged, who are interested in politics, who are interested in what happens and in the future of our communities, looks to people like you who run and say, well, thank goodness. I'm just so glad they're running. I'm going to do what I can, but I'm glad they're running. And then then there's a pause, and then I know I find myself saying, why the hell would he want that job?
Yep, I know. We make it in this country, I think, unnecessarily brutish and mean. I wish we made it short, but I think it doesn't have to be. You don't have to buy into that. You know, I remember after a year of campaigning and nobody paying attention to us, the first time I ran, the presumptive nominee, the person everybody knew, went pretty negative in his campaign. And I got a lot of advice that we should respond in kind, because if you don't, you're presumed to be naive and a chump, and, you know, you're going to lose. And people point to John Kerry's unsuccessful presidential bid as an example of that. And I said, look, we had an awful lot of people who came to the campaign, our campaign, because it was positive, because it was about lifting each other up, not tearing each other down. And I didn't want to betray that by going negative. And against the advice of my team, we did not. We explained why we were not going to do that, and we got even more support. I don't know that that always works, but I think we in politics and many political people underestimate the public in terms of our appetite for something that is not just performative, something that is about all of us and not just some of us. I think we have the potential to reemphasize that in the current campaign, the way we did in the Obama campaign in 2008. And I'm hoping that those examples then make a difference in the minds of some of the folks who have real influence on campaign strategy and design going forward. It certainly has in terms of many of the candidates who are stepping forward.
August 15th at 5:30 in South Egremont, Greenagers will present Dinner, Democracy and Dancing, a summer gala for greenagers, keynote and conversation on why civic engagement matters, featuring Governor Deval Patrick, Representative Smitty Pignatelli, and Greenagers Youth. Should be quite an evening on Thursday night. My thanks, of course, to Will Conklin, Executive Director of Greenagers and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Gentlemen, thank you so much and best of luck for a beautiful event on Thursday night.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to greenagers.org, greenagers.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.